Coming up in just a moment here on All in a Day, Peter Leo and the Bamboo Grove come back to the NAC. And the Bamboo Grove combo with Shanghai Tan there is from the combo's debut album, which they are launching tomorrow night at the NAC 4th Stage. Most of the songs are jazz standards sung in English, but Shanghai Tan is in Cantonese. Two other songs are in Mandarin, which makes sense since the group began with Asian musicians first brought together to perform for Asian Heritage Month in 2011. But Peter Liu is back with me in the studio. Hello there.
Hi there.
So we just heard a bit of Shanghai Tan. When you were determining what songs you wanted to include on the album, why did that one stand out for you?
I've known that song for a really long time, and that's because I lived for 1 year in Taiwan when I was a teenager, just learning Chinese. And I stayed with my cousin's family, and they watched this soap opera called Shanghai Tan. And it was in Cantonese, it was from Hong Kong, and it was just one of the craziest popular love dramas that has
what
ever
happened
existed.
On Shanghai Tan? What was the the plot line of?
Oh, you know, love, death, betrayal, everything. And so it was so popular. I heard this theme song every single night for like the whole time I was there, and it just went into my brain, and I actually really loved it. And it's very different than the way we've arranged it. But
I think we grabbed a little bit of the Francis Yip version.
Oh, really?
Let's hear a little bit of this. So is this the version you'd hear on TV?
That's not quite the version, but okay. It's almost exactly the same style.
The orchestration.
The orchestration is exactly the same.
So it is a little different from what Peter has done with it.
Oh, more than a little different. Yeah, you know, Peter has just taken it inside and out and transformed it and reinvented it. And it's our version, I guess, is, well, of course, it's jazz. But I think it has a different kind of energy and kind of a special, you know, sort of, it's not just the arrangement, but I think all of us are pouring our creative energy into it in a really cool way, but still preserving the melody, which is nice.
Melody. But is that nostalgia that makes you hear that song and think back to that time when that shows on, et cetera, and there was that connection to it? Or was there something actually about the melody that connected with you?
I think the melody itself is something that's always haunted me. And, maybe it's because of what I grew up with, but I sing that song every once in a while. Or even before I recorded the CD, it would just pop in my head from time to time. But it's also the lyrics. The lyrics are quite beautiful. It's very poetic. And it's about really about suffering and experiencing the ups and downs of life and how hard that is. And
different from often what TV theme songs are
it's pretty deep, pretty poetic.
So about suffering is pretty much what you're singing about there.
Is suffering and how to cope with it. Yeah.
Huh. Is when you were deciding to sing Mandarin or Cantonese on the album, is singing jazz in those languages an additional challenge?
You know, not as much as I thought it would be, because I think, fortunately, because I speak Mandarin quite well, I don't have to think too hard in it to be able to sing it properly. And I'm really thinking also that the language of at least Mandarin as opposed to Cantonese is maybe a little bit easier for me to sing because of course, my familiarity with it. But also the language itself, Mandarin has a lot of vowels and most words end in vowels. So it's actually in some ways easier to sing than English because, when you're singing in English and you're ending in a consonant, the words often change.
In jazz in particular?
Really for any kind of music, I think. But what I like about singing in Mandarin and Cantonese is because in jazz you have so much freedom to sing, to change the melody and to change your nuances of how you're performing it, all of those open vowels really help with
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a line that comes to mind that you're thinking of from the album that allowed you to have that sort of openness in either Mandarin or Cantonese?
Oh, boy. I can't really pinpoint one line, but so many of them. I think especially endings of phrases tend to be a lot easier and maybe more fun because of the openness.
Is track 7 on the album is in Mandarin. It's called Ganlan Shu.
Ganlan Shu, yes.
Yeah. What inspired that?
Well, Ganlan Shu is Mandarin Chinese for olive tree. And the story of the song is about a person who is searching the world over to pursue their dream of finding this olive tree. Yeah. And they're journeying and wandering throughout the world looking for this tree and looking for a sense of connection and belonging that tree represents. But they don't quite find it. But along the way, they see many beautiful things. So it's about a journey. Huh. And that's always stuck with me, that song, too. And I learned that song while I was in Taiwan as well.
That was a very fruitful trip.
It was in many ways, it really was.
Where would this album be if there hadn't been that trip at that point in your life?
Maybe not here.
So what would the tree of Peter be then? if you were to apply what that song is about to your own life, what is the beautiful thing? You've had a good journey. You've obviously you're making friends and new combinations along the way, but was there a tree you were originally looking for, a goal?
It's so interesting you ask that because that is something that I think about a lot. And my tree, I guess, is to be living life as fully as I can and to explore and journey in this life with as much adventure and exploration as I can while I've got my time here.
Of course, that's the realization you're at now. But was there ever a dream of, were you the guy who was looking for fame, for fortune, given up on that, but was there an original sort of musical goal for you?
It's really interesting. I think my goals have continued to shift over time. Like, I think my very first goal was, can I get through a song, without screwing it up? And then over time, that goal would extend to, okay, can I actually put a band together? And then can I even do a gig with them live? Okay, if I could do that, that's great. But then as these goals have been met, the new goals that were arising from that just kind of went further ahead, and it would lead to, maybe can I, maybe play in a whole concert? Can I play in the jazz festival one day, which I was really happy to do last year at the Ottawa Jazz Festival? And then along the way, somewhere about maybe a year and a half ago, I thought, how about recording a CD? That would be an awesome goal. Hmm. And I felt like finally ready for it, because before I wasn't quite ready. And so then we went on that journey.
When we talked to Bamboo Groove when you guys were first coming together, this was supposed to be this thing for Asian Heritage Month, had you envisioned at all that, hey, one day we'll cut an album and this will be my group?
Absolutely not. I really thought of it as a one-time deal when I first put that together. But I have to say, after that first show, and it was a sold-out concert, and it was really exciting, and the guys were really enthusiastic, I think that's where the dreaming started with what we could do with this group.
because it hadn't been, it is a different formation of a band coming together for what you thought was a one-time thing versus, you know, hey, we'd been friends since high school and we always had the dream of playing one day on Broadway as a jazz trio. In this case, was there any, did everyone have the same dream? Did everyone think like, yeah, let's all stick together? Or were there still those saying, you know what, that was good as a one-time thing. Let's wait it out.
I'm going to say all of the guys seemed really enthusiastic about just seeing where this would take us and seeing what would happen. And I don't think any of us had a real idea about what would happen and where it would go, but that we were having fun and that this was worth continuing. So maybe a little bit like jazz itself, like a little bit not sure. We have an idea about what this is about, but we don't know where it's going.
When you started the group, you talked about wanting to inspire more Asian musicians to take an interest in jazz and you know, build more of an audience in the Asian community as well. And I wondered, in those 3 years, have you noticed a difference?
I actually have, and I don't know if it's just what I've observed from my own experiences, but I mean, we're really fortunate to have the Asian Heritage Month connection from the very beginning, and so they put the word out about our, you know, our concert, and then we've had a number of Asian Heritage Month concerts since then, and I think that's really helped to put what we were doing out into the community. And I've noticed that our audiences have always had a number of Asian folks coming out, and it seems to be increasing over time, which is exciting.
And do they have any of them spoken to you about, you know, well, I'm just trying jazz because of you?
That hasn't happened yet. I really do hope that happens.
And that's going to happen tomorrow night.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Let's hope, because I really think jazz is so beautiful. It's a wonderful genre of music that I'm totally in love with, and I want to share it with everybody I come in contact with.
Well, you will have a chance to come in contact with Peter Leo, the vocalist for Bamboo Groove. He and the rest of the combo appearing tomorrow night at the NAC 4th Stage, releasing this new album. The concert's at 7:30. Tickets are $25. They're available at the NAC box office or through Ticketmaster. Here is another taste of the new album, that Search for the Tree song that Peter was talking about a little bit earlier. Gan Lan Shu. Peter, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Alan.
为什么流浪远方？ 橄榄树。